88.9 FM WLRY. Getting all ready for that big show tonight in Columbus at Veterans Memorial Auditorium with Skillet, Third Day, also Brandon Heath, Mandisa, Peter Furler Band, and We As Human. And we're joined right now by John from Skillet. And welcome. Thanks for calling us today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to talk to you.
You know, I've seen you guys quite a few times. You always put on a fantastic show. How do you come up with the energy each day to do that and put on that kind of show each night, John?
You know, I get asked that a lot, actually. You know, I don't even think about it. I just love the music. You know, I love music in general. Music has always just electrified me ever since I was a kid. And so when it's time to hit the stage, I just feel the music. I mean, yes, there are some times when I don't feel good or I'm exhausted and I don't feel like doing it. But honestly, I get up on the stage and I just know, man, there's a lot of fans here. They all paid money. They all want to see a show, and you got to give it to them. You got to appreciate the fans, and you got to keep giving them what they deserve. And they deserve 100%. So I usually try to give at least 100.
Well, you know, speaking of the fans, you guys really have a connection with your fans. What part do you think media like YouTube and social networking has in that these days?
Oh, certainly a lot. You know, I think that there are some really positive and some negative things, of course, that have come with the music business through the internet. But, you know, I think some of the great things that have happened is the amount of access that fans have to you. I mean, when I was a kid, if I could have gone on and, you know, watched Metallica was eating for dinner on the internet, I probably would have done that. You know, I probably would not have done my homework at all. Because I love rock music, you know. And so it's a pretty amazing thing. Gives you a lot of access to your fans. They get to know you, and I think it certainly has changed the dynamic of music in the world. But the great thing is that, you know, with Skillet, we've been to Russia 3 times. We're going back again this year, and you know, we've never released a record in Russia, but yet everybody knows our music and they know our names, and they've watched us online, as you're saying, they've watched our videos. And that would never exist had, you know, the internet not helped that happen. We would not be going to Russia. So it's a pretty amazing thing. People all over the world can find out what's going on with you, and we try to keep in touch with our fans and let them know we appreciate them.
Yeah, and you have a lot of video on YouTube. Press conference I thought was pretty cool from Finland, and I believe it was the first show that you had done there, and you guys were trying to explain to the foreign press what the term "rock your face off" meant.
I love it. I've been saying "rock your face off" for a couple of decades, and I don't know. I still think it's as funny today as I did the first time I heard it.
Well, your music has gone through some changes over the years. What was the band's vision at the beginning there when you got started in the mid-90s, and has it stayed the same?
Absolutely. Skillet's vision has always been the same. Now, maybe the way we go about it has changed a little bit here and there. You know, you get something you're passionate about, and you don't let it go, but you're always kind of reshaping it. And our vision, it was always to play music that we believed in, and that we could inspire people to having faith in God through those songs and through what we say on stage and our lifestyles and all that, of course, too. Mm-hmm. That was always the mission of Skillet, and that is what I still believe in. I believe that music is an extremely powerful weapon. I think it's one of the most powerful, you know, forces that we have at our disposal here on Earth. So I definitely believe in it, and I've seen music change people's lives, and I've seen people that might not be open to hearing me preach, but they're open to hearing what I have to say through my songs. And so it's just a great medium, and music inspires people, and it inspired me growing up. So I'm all about that. I believe in it.
John Cooper joining us with Skillet. And, you know, Skillet is a band that plays both Christian events and secular shows. I know there's a couple years out here you played the huge rock festival we have in Columbus called Rock on the Range. Was mixing the Christian and secular shows, was that an intentional aim of the band, or is that kind of just a testament to your crossover power?
Sure. No, that was always an intention of ours. I never wanted to just play Christian music. I love Christian music, and I grew up on it, and I believe in it, and I wanted to do both. And I don't think I realized how difficult it would be cross into the mainstream after being labeled a Christian band. I just didn't know that that would be the case. And some people listening might not know what I mean by that, but what I mean is that a lot of the secular music listeners, radio, DJs, powers that be, they don't really view Christian music as being real or credible or legitimate. They kind of see it as like, you know, oh yeah, that's not real at all. We, of course, know that there's tons and tons of amazing talent within the Christian music world, not just the bands, I mean all of the industry, the DJ world and the whole thing. And so I think Skillet has been one of many bands, you know, there's lots of bands, Switchfoot and POD, and there's a big list of bands there, that I think are breaking down those barriers. And I think that's why it's important that Skillet sings the kind of songs that we do. They're not overtly Christian. You know, they're songs that talk about life. I sing them through my Christian worldview, of course. And I'm very open about my faith at shows. You know, we played Rock on the Range last year, and I talked about my faith in Christ on stage in front of, you know, 40,000 rock fans. So I'm always very open about that, but our songs are open to interpretation, and they're things that people can relate to. So I think that that's a really important thing, because there's so much great Christian music out there that I would love for people to get their hands on.
You know, we talked a little bit about the high-energy show you put on each night. Is there a certain routine or a standard type of thing you guys do backstage before you go on stage?
You know, we all have our own mini routines, you know, our personal ones. Mine is I always work out before a show. So I'll work out, you know, pretty hard, 20, 30, 40, 45 minutes before a show. I'm sweating really, really bad. Then I put my stage clothes on, you know, get ready, and leave myself about 15 minutes to stop sweating, and I stretch, and I do my vocal warm-ups and all of that. So by the time I hit the stage, I'm already worked out real good. I'm stretched, and I'm ready to rock some faces off, as we say in Finland.
And then you go out there and start sweating again.
That's right. Start it all up again, man.
Well, your current album, Rise, is doing great. Are you writing for a new album? Do you write on tour?
I do, actually, yes. And then, yes and yes, I am writing currently for a new record. And I do write on the road. I get inspired all the time, you know, by things that happen in real life with my kids, you know, with my wife. When I meet fans, the things fans say to me that they're going through, or how our music has helped them, that stuff really inspires me, and I love to write songs about the way I feel. So I am writing, and I hope to be, you know, recording sometime early next year.
Awesome. So how's the tour going so far? You guys co-headlining, of course, with Third Day.
Yeah, we're having a great time. It's been a great tour. It's one of those tours where the two headliners, us and Third Day, are different enough, but we're also close enough genre-wise that a lot of different kind of people are coming, and that's what's really cool. Sometimes if your two headlining acts are the same kind of style, you're not really getting twice the fans. You're only getting the same fan. Sometimes if you're way too different, maybe both of them go, I don't want to go see that. But this is close enough that a lot of people are coming, tons of people that have never seen Skillet play before, which I love. And I'm a Third Day fan. I mean, they're such a great band. Mac is an amazing singer. So many hit songs. It's a real privilege to be sharing the stage with them.
Well, we're looking forward to that coming up tonight, Veterans Memorial Auditorium. It is Skillet and Third Day, along with Mandisa, Brandon Heath, Peter Furler Band, and We as Human. 7 o'clock showtime, and you can get your tickets through itickets.com. John Cooper with Skillet joining us. Thank you so much for talking to us, man. Really looking forward to the show tonight.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing everybody.